So I can't believe that question to begin with. But second of all, I am always looking up at you.
Yeah, I know, but this feels like a power dynamic thing. It's like you're looking up at me because I'm not looking back at you. I'm looking somewhere else. And it's like you're looking up at me and talking to me. I don't want you to be discouraged, Dylan, by this show. I want you to still feel happy and proud about it, not sad at the fact that you keep... Because also, your camera is low enough that you look small in the frame and I look overly tall and big.
It's actually because my chair is so low and I hate it. I want to get rid of this thing so bad. Do you know what I want? I want another one of, you know, the cuck chair.
Yeah, I know the cuck chair.
I think I want
I've sat in that cuck chair many a time.
You have. I want that cuck chair, a second one, as my computer chair.
Oh, sure.
It's a little bit higher. This thing, the highest that it goes is right here, and it's still too
short.
Yeah.
I mean, you need a computer chair for a computer. Take it from me, someone that had like that side.
No, that thing was an abomination for a computer chair. It was a couch. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't sit in a couch. That's a sturdy chair. That has a sturdy back support to it.
But it's still not like a back support chair.
You sat in a low love seat at your computer. That is
for
a
many
problem.
Years. Yeah.
That is a problem. That's a sturdy sitting chair. That's a desk chair still.
If anyone is wondering what chair we're talking about, Dragon Age, all of Dragon Age, I was sat in that chair. No.
Yeah.
Dragon Age, all of, Origins, and 2, and some of Inquisition, I was set in
that
chair.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I moved. Yeah. I left that chair behind.
Ridiculous.
I like that chair a lot.
I can't understand why. Deeply upsetting
I like
chair.
That chair.
I didn't like
that chair as a desk chair because I would get headaches in it if I sat in it for too long.
Of course.
On account of how it had negative back support.
Yeah.
And was too fluffy. Yeah.
Very fluffy. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I sat in that chair for a couple of hours once, and that was it. Because I played unpacking in that at your desk.
Oh yes, and then I was sat on the actual sofa because we'd hooked it up to the TV and we watched you play on the TV. Yes. Fun, Dylan.
What?
Speaking of games, what are we doing here?
My name is Dylan, and I have never played a Fallout game.
Hello, my name is Robin. I've played Fallout franchise 100 million times, specifically Fallout New Vegas.
Which is what we're playing.
This is Darkspawn.
Darkspawn, which is a video game book club podcast where we play choice-heavy video games and discuss them chapter by chapter like a book club.
Mm-hmm. So... This week, we did Prim, and I have a feeling you didn't go to the Mojave Outpost. Is that true?
I did not go to the Mojave Outpost.
That's okay. Because nothing really happens.
Was I supposed to? Oh.
Yes, that was part of this week. But you just kind of go to the Mojave Outpost, and then you can like talk to like a couple, like a handful of people.
Okay.
Nothing really happens there. It's just a cool big thing, and you'll probably go to it.
I was planning to go to it right after
because it's
what
the
I just
thing
did.
With the giant statues, which I imagine you can see from where you are. Yeah.
Yeah.
You speak to a couple people there. It's not that interesting. That's fine. The main thing we're talking about is Prim and how and if our characters have changed or progressed in the time since last episode. My guy has. I solidified that I was playing Jake Jackson, the evil shithead.
Yeah.
And I've had a very fun week because this is a week where I haven't experienced an evil run through in so long that I couldn't really remember a lot what was going on. And it was very fun. Do you wanna chat first? Do we wanna kind of bounce around this at the same time?
We'll bounce around, I guess, but so So I made it to Prim. On my way to Prim, I stumbled across another location. I forget the name of it.
The NCR correctional facility? Oh, okay.
No. Small little outpost type thing with a bunch more of the... What are the names of the...
The Powder Gangers?
The Powder Gangers, thank you. Killed a bunch of Powder Gangers, increased my bad reputation with them by a lot. I have gained a lot of karma. And then I made it to Prim. When you approach Prim, first you get stopped by NCR people who are like, you can't go in there because it's fucked up in there. A bunch of gangers have taken it over and it's lawlessness in there. And you're like, aren't you the cops? Are you gonna do something about that? And they're like, we can't. It's just too much.
Yeah, it's too much red tape. We can't.
It's just
way too much. Without
we don't
people
have the
like signing off on it.
We don't have the people.
And that is your kind of big first point of, oh, maybe the NCR does suck. Because their whole thing is bureaucracy. It's bureaucracy. Yeah. It's red tape. It's like, but these people are bad and evil and they're actively killing people. And it's like, yeah, but...
And there are civilians in there.
Yeah.
Like a whole
town. Oh, well, we can't
do
anything, though, because we need someone way up high to sign off on it. And then it takes a while for their letter to get there and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, okay, what are we fucking doing here?
So I go in and I kill everybody. but not really. I mean, first I go in. I did make an attempt. I knew that my reputation with the Powder Gangers was already pretty bad, but I did have a Powder Gangers outfit. I tried it. I made an attempt. I walked in a Powder Gangers outfit to try to see.
Fun.
Was shot at on site. So,
yeah.
That didn't work, obviously.
These guys, even me, when I speak to the Powder Gangers in the NCR correctional facility, they say the people... There are Powder Gangers in Prim. They are not part of our thing. Like, they will still shoot anyone who isn't, like, specifically one of them. So,
okay.
it's an unavoidable combat, this one is.
I figured. So, walk in. I kill a couple of people on my way in, but I go pretty much immediately into the Vicky and Vance casino. First thing. Looking in, I immediately start talking to people in there about trying to figure out who did this to me, who tried to have me killed and who, you know, is responsible for that. There is someone in there that you talk to right away. I forget his name, but he does give you a little bit of information, but he's
Johnson Nash,
right. And Johnson Nash tells you that, the deputy probably knows more, mentioned something about the guy in the suit, and probably knows more about the people that took you. But he is being held at the NCR correctional facility. Wait, no, hold on. No. Sorry. Deputy Beagle is being held at the Vice and Steve Hotel, which is right across the way from the casino.
Uh-huh.
That's what happens. I'm mixing up my plot lines. So that's the first thing that you're like, okay, gotta go get the deputy from across there. But there's more people inside. There's really interesting. There's like this car on display in the center. And when you approach it, there is a handy bot that is a fun little guy.
Prim Slim. Love Prim Slim.
Prim Slim, who tells you a little bit about it. It's sort of like this, like...
They're like Bonnie and Clyde.
Bonnie and Clyde, yeah, type of duo. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a very... So the Vicky and Vance Casino is all based around Vicky and Vance. It is a very tourist trap of a place. And then you can go up to Prim Slim and talk to him about it. And it's the funnest conversation because he's like, yeah, these two had a huge crime spree all the way across America. And then they were shot down by police officers. And then the more you talk to him, he's like, well, They weren't shot down by police officers. They were caught in a crossfire between another group of gangsters and police officers, and they drove through their gunfire and then got shot to death. You're like, oh, fascinating. And they're like, oh, the crime spree, the reason why they're not more better known is because Bonnie and Clyde did all of their crime spree like 2 weeks after they did all their crime spree. So then people kind of forgot about Vicky and Vance. But maybe Bonnie and Clyde were inspired by Vicky and Vance since it was a few weeks after. Vicky Vance, they didn't rob banks. They did shoplift a bunch of things, though. Throughout all of America, they were driving and they just shoplifted random items that no one cared about. And there's this gun, this like mythical gun, which is Vance's Tommy gun in the back of the car. And it's the, if you read a little plaque, oh, God, it's so funny. What does it specifically say? Vance's never touched machine gun that might have killed up to 50 people if he fired it. Maybe even more if he hit with every single bullet and then had extra bullets in the car. It's so fucking stupid. Just the stupidest little thing. I love it so
just
much.
Just petty, very, very petty criminals that just happen to get shot.
And they just want someone to have in their casino. Also, what is cool, beginning a lot of this because I'm getting a lot of Fallout New Vegas TikToks, a lot of people are making the journey because last week, 2-3 weeks ago, there is this light con, kind of a big meetup in Good Springs in Vegas, just outside of Vegas. And a bunch of people meet up in Good Springs because Good Springs is a small town but has a bunch of Fallout New Vegas merch. Because of the fact that Fallout New Vegas takes place. But then a bunch of people make this pilgrimage walk down to Prim, up to Nipton, and then up all the way to Vegas. So I've been getting a lot of videos of people like going to Prim, which has the Bonnie and Clyde car in the Prim's casino. And on either side of the Bonnie and Clyde car is a Brotherhood of Steel flag and then a NCR flag, I think, on either side of them, to be like Fallout New Vegas, and I'm like,
that's
damn,
cute.
This is the best game ever made. This is so fun. There's this whole bunch of small towns on the way to Vegas that just lean so heavily into Fallout because it's
hell
real
yeah,
locations.
Of course,
so cool. Yeah, I love it.
It's amazing. So talked about Vicky and Vance, and then I also met Johnson Nash's, I want to say wife,
yeah,
who has told me about her recipe that will kill you if you have sores in your mouth, but otherwise is totally fine. So I'm gonna come back when I have some of the meat that she requires. I think that's about it. Everybody else was kind of like just NPCs that didn't
just
say much.
People. Yeah.
So then it's across the street to the Bison Steve Hotel, which is totally riddled with powder gangers.
Yeah.
But when you walk in, you immediately see Deputy Beagle, who runs and faces the corner like a good boy, so that you don't accidentally kill him while you are slaughtering your way through these people. And then I kind of find him as I kill my way through this place. I still can't unlock too many things. I was able to unlock a couple of little things.
Mm-hmm.
Also cleared out some Nuka-Cola machines, other stuff. When you find him, he's like tied up on the floor and you're like, hey, buddy, you okay? And he's like, hey, let me out of here. You have the option to be like, tell me everything you know or I won't let you go. I did not do that. I let him go first. And then he's like, all right, well, I'm going to see you later. And I was like, why don't you just stay and fight my way out with me? And he's like, nah, I just get in your way. sure. So he bounces. I kill my way through this hotel. creepy ass place. Obviously there are like whole rooms that are completely like caved in and stuff like that. It's really just environmentally pretty cool. And once I clear it out, I go back, and the deputy is like, thanks for doing this. Gee, I sure do wish we had a mayor. And I'm like, okay, wouldn't you want to be the mayor? And he's like, nah, I'm the deputy. but he tells you that our old mayor is at the NCR correctional facility being held there.
Or just a... No, the so the old sheriff is
old
dead.
Old sheriff. Not mayor, sheriff, yeah.
The sheriff is dead, but there is an ex-sheriff in the NCR correctional facility. Yeah.
Yeah. I said mayor, I meant sheriff. So sheriff, he says we need a new sheriff. He tells you about the ex-sheriff that's being held at the correctional facility. He also tells you that maybe someone from the NCR could step in and be a sheriff.
You can get the NCR to just take over Prim.
Right.
Yeah, just have it under NCR rule rather than having an individual sheriff.
So...
You could also reprogram Prim Slim to be the sheriff.
Which... So, I didn't find that out yet.
Sure.
Because he doesn't tell you that. In the initial conversation. Uh-huh. He just tells you about the ex-sheriff. And then tells you about maybe the NCR could help. I was like, what about me? And he was like, you gonna settle down? And I was like, sure. And he was like, yeah, no, you're not. and I was like, okay. So then I go all the way to the NCR correctional facility where I know I am vilified. So I'm like, this is gonna be tough. But I found a system. So, breaking into the correctional facility, because I'm fully using a machete. I am trying to fire a gun at least once per combat. Because, and I think you'll be so proud of me, I did assign hotkeys so that I could switch my weapons quickly back and forth.
Yep. Oh, that's a gamer right there.
A gamer, a true gamer. I put my shotgun, my sniper rifle, and my machete in hotkeys and stim packs. So I'm trying to shoot a little bit just to keep, you know, just to keep that skill relevant. And then I immediately switch to machete and I just, run up to people and get shot as many times as they please while I'm on my way to kill them. But killing my way in was kind of fine. I did get a little bit sniped and I almost died, but I did not. And I made it inside. This is where... the ex-sheriff guy whose name is...
Myers, I believe.
Myers, that's it. Myers was tough. Myers wanted to die so bad. Myers really wanted me to kill him because he kept running through me as I was macheteing people. So I kept having to restart this one, not because I died, but because Myers started shooting at me because he ran through me as I was about to machete a fucking NCR correctional guy. Anyway, finally, I get him to run away first. And then what I was doing is I killed everybody in the room where he was being held. And then I went to go talk to him and he was like, you should focus. Don't talk to me, you know, while you're being hunted. And I was like, there's nobody here. But realized that out back, there are a ton more.
There are a billion people.
Officers. So then what I did was I kept running out into the courtyard, basically being like, hello. And then I ran back inside the building so they would bottleneck on their way in through the hallway. And then I would cut them down.
That's a classic Skyrim move.
Classic Skyrim. And that's why I'm home, baby. I'm right here. I know what I'm doing. I know you, Bethesda. I knew you in the womb. And so I kill all the NCR guys, and then I go back to Myers, and he is willing to talk to me. And I'm like, they want a sheriff. You used to be a sheriff there. Maybe you could go back and be a sheriff. And he tells me, well, I'll only be the sheriff if the NCR approves it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, did you not see how many NCR officers I just killed?
Well, like, they aren't NCR officers. They're powder gangers.
They're powder gangers at the NCR correctional facility?
Yes. So.
Oh, for God's sake.
What happens
okay.
there what, is okay. that all of the powder gangers were criminals who were caught on the wasteland and brought into the NCR correctional facility. Then the NCR put them into slave labor, where they would just they would mine and build like train tracks and stuff. And then to do this, the NCR gave them a bunch of dynamite. And then one day they were like, "We just have a bunch of dynamite. Let's just fucking kill these guys." And then blew up all the NCR, took over the NCR correctional facility, which is why they're called powder gangers, because they have a bunch of dynamite. Sure. And then kicked all the NCR out of the correctional facility. And then that's when Joe Cobb then goes to Good Springs to overtake Good Springs. And that's also then another separate group went to Prim, which is why Prim is now also taken over. There's a thing which you can do, which if you go to the NCR that are hanging out at Prim and you're like, "Hey, I need to get into the NCR correctional facility. We should attack it." You can embolden the lieutenant of those NCR to do a storm of the NCR correctional facility, and then you'll have like a bunch of guys helping you take it out.
Oh, that's fun. I'm glad I didn't do that, but I did go talk to, you know what? I didn't go back to talk to the lieutenant a second time. I went back and talked to, like, I think it was the first guy that stops you.
Yeah.
After I had taken over Prim and cleared out Prim, I went back to go talk to him, and he was just like, "Stay out of there." And I was like, "It's fine."
It's fine. I
didn't think to go back and talk to the lieutenant. I forgot about him. But so I say that to Myers. I totally misunderstood the situation, clearly. Myers goes back to Prim. I go back to, because now I'm thinking, like, in my head, I was like, "Oh, I guess the NCR probably doesn't like me now," because
the NCR are big fans of you. You killed a bunch of people that killed them.
Yeah, okay, interesting. Anyway, under that bad misread of mine, I went back to Prim, talked to Myers again. Myers is just like, "Let me know if the NCR says it's okay, I'll take over." So I go back to talk to other people. I talk to Nash again, and this time Nash tells me in a second dialogue tree that I could possibly reprogram Prim Slim. So I go over to Prim Slim, and I have been, by the way, there's another reason besides my misread that I did this, because I have been trying to aggressively level up Ace to be like good at science, repair, engineering and stuff like that. I think because I've deprioritized his survival skills, like traditional survival skills, mm-hmm. I think that is the kind of
that's really cool
way I'm going with him.
What's really cool and fun about that, which I don't know if you found, but in
Nash's house,
the robot?
Yeah. I found it initially. I hadn't leveled it up, but I did just level up like twice in the course of the correctional facility. So I'm going to dip back into there
Fantastic.
One more time
cool.
before I go to the Mojave outpost mm-hmm. to see if I could do it now. But what I was able to do was I was able to repair, reprogram Prim Slim.
Uh-huh.
Then Prim Slim is like, says something is like initiating, like, what? Oh God, the phrase was not like completely nefarious, but concerning. It was like, initiating martial law or something
yes.
like that, or
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
or like, but then he seems fine. He just sort of howdy partners his way away. And I was like, okay, seems all right so far. We'll see how that goes. I forget exactly where this happened, but I think on my way from Prim to the correctional facility, I did run into a gentleman who told me that I had picked up a star cap, which you had explained to me.
Fantastic.
So I do have my first one. And I've been told about the guy who will kill you if he finds you because he's trying to get all of them. Really excited. But yes, I'm very excited to try to repair the bot inside of the Nash house. I'm about to go to the Mojave outpost for sure.
Yeah, you'll kind of naturally find yourself there. And again, there's not that much to do, which is why I was like, I mean, Prim and that is fine. And also, it doesn't really matter that you didn't do it. Because then you're going to go there and they're going to immediately lead you to Nipton. So that's kind of perfect, actually, because that's what we're doing.
Oh, okay, great.
Time. Yeah.
Oh, that is what we're doing. Nipton is on the schedule.
Nipton is next. So, yeah, it's like essentially you're going to go to the Mojave Outpost. Everyone in the Mojave Outpost is like, hey, something, something Nipton. Either I have a thing that's just beyond Nipton, or hey, it's kind of weird that we haven't heard anything from Nipton, or there's some smoke coming from Nipton, and then it's all leading you there. So I was like, it's sure. a fine place to lead off. But okay. you're going to be heading there anyway.
And correct me if I'm wrong, the drive-in is something...
The drive-in movie theater is a DLC that we will be doing. The DLCs in this one are interesting because they are level recommended, but I think we'll kind of do it when we feel... Do we want to do this week? Because okay. our DLCs are also pretty chunky. Our biggest weeks will be DLC weeks.
DLC weeks, okay.
But also, and also the DLCs like lead into one another. So Dead Money will be the one we have first. It's one of my favorite DLCs of all time. I love it so much. But okay. in Dead Money, they'll talk a lot about this place called Big Mountain and people in Big Mountain, which will then lead us to... the drive-in movie theater one, which entirely takes place in Big Mountain. When you're there, they'll all be talking about something else, which will lead... Oh, they'll all be talking about the Zion Mountain Range, I think, which will lead you to Honest Hearts. And then from there, we'll go...
Okay.
They all lead you to one another. Yeah.
All right. But it's tell like, me about your evil bastard.
Okay. I fucking love this game, gang. I'm really excited about it because playing someone who I wouldn't normally play is... Oh, so fucking
yeah.
fun. Let me tell you what. Everyone in Good Springs is dead, except for Chet. Chet is still alive. I had turned and walked away and let everyone kill each other in Good Springs as
oh,
I
wait,
ran.
Wait. Can I interrupt really quick because I just remembered something?
Yeah.
I had my radio on while I was like wandering through the desert because that's the best part of the game.
Yep.
Did
you connect to Black Mountain Radio, which is the super mutant and the ghoul?
No, I didn't do that okay. one. I'll do that one next. But I was listening and the host was giving updates on what happened in Good Springs and said, a little birdie with a lot of dynamite told me that. And I was like, oh, I know that guy. Sorry.
It's cute. I really like the fact that it gives you updates. And I like how he gives you updates where it's like there's a real clear like there's a lot of fun theories about Mr. New Vegas, which I think has been confirmed that he is an AI who is being updated by all of the different things happening. Like the different radio broadcasts are like updating him. It's really cool. But if people like the way that like the way that quests get updated and how people and how Mr. New Vegas talks about how like the different things that you're doing and the way that he does it, where he says like two lines of update and then takes a break and then says two lines of update, where there's like a very clear like, okay, next recording click over on the in the game. You should listen to Kings of Mahat, because I try to do that exact thing where I speak and I update and then I pause a bit and then I go back into talking because I really like the way that he does it. Anyway, Kings of Mahat is our AP. You should listen to it. It's really good. Soft Fallout based AP.
Your next favorite game is on My First Dungeon.
Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon. Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon. Ho, 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 and welcome to My First Dungeon.
From Sad Space Cowboys.
Kamari takes out a lighter from their pocket and goes, this bar's next.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let's go.
To death metal Viking cats.
Hello Kitty, you see Melody Tuffington flying through the air, jacked as shit, massive legs, to horny snowmen?
The sad part is that Joshua never gave Frosty a penis.
No.
And everything in between.
It was a dark and stormy night.
We've got something for everyone.
You're a special Gertrude girl in a special Gertrude world. Happy birthday, happy birthday. I'm not a skeleton.
Learn the game, then hear it in action.
That's Snake Eyes minus two. That's a zero.
Snake Eyes, that means that we have our very first plot twist. Anytime somebody rolls doubles, we get a plot twist.
So grab some headphones.
And get lost in a story with us.
I'll be honest, I don't know all the rules of it. We'll kind of figure that out as we go. But do you want to just play? I've got some great stories to tell you.
And remember,
if you're having fun, you're already doing it right.
Oh, fuck.
This episode is brought to you by Hero Forge. There is no better gift for a gamer than a custom miniature of their beloved TTRPG character. So this holiday season, take the guesswork out of gift giving and treat your players to a digital gift card to Hero Forge. Hero Forge offers fully customizable tabletop miniatures with dozens of fantasy species and thousands of parts to choose from, all within your browser. You can make minis in a variety of materials, including premium unpainted plastic and color standees, and they even offer downloadable model files so you can 3D print your unique designs at home. And for the dice lovers in your party, never fear, Hero Forge has you covered with their custom dice, which lets you put your hero inside the very D20 that will help lead you to glory. Visit heroforge.com to send your players a digital gift card and let them build the heroes of their dreams.
I walked away. I left Good Springs.
Right.
I, knowing this map really well, I kind of knew what story I wanted to hit. So instead of going toward Prim, which Joe Cobb told me to go to, he told me to go to the NCR Correctional Facility, which is nearby Prim. Instead of doing that, I walked up to the graveyard and wandered around that area a little bit. This area is incredibly high level and you shouldn't go this way because you will die, but I wanted it for story wise. So I walked up that way as gunfire was happening off in the distance. You're at the graveyard at Good Springs. You can see the gunfire and the explosions happening from below you. It's thematic and it's a fun visual to have this person who's running away as like everything is dying behind him. In one of the graves, I found alcohol and chems,
So I just had, and then I had Jake just take a bunch of chems and just drink whole bottles of vodka raw. Walked up to, found this giant cross, which is a memorial. Walked over to the memorial, and then there's a bunch of graves near it. And there's also obviously a bunch of graves in the graveyard, but I didn't have a shovel because I dug up everyone's graves on another playthrough and I forgot I didn't have a shovel. And I was like, oh, I can't dig up the graves here. And I was like, I mean, these graves probably have cool stuff in it. So I then got Jake really, really drunk. And then he wandered back into Good Springs, robbed every single body that was there, went into the bar, took every bottle that was on the bar, got even more drunk, took a shovel, and then wandered back up to the memorial again. If you get to the memorial, this is what I was talking about, you get connected to Black Mountain Radio, which is a radio show hosted by a super mutant and a ghoul. It is so cute hearing these two talk to each other because so ghouls in Fallout, they've just now become, they're just part of the world. They're people. In Fallout 2, super mutants also began to have this. There was, I believe his name is Jacob, who was a super mutant who was just a sheriff of a town and then could become a companion of you. And his whole thing is that, so super mutants are either, are super stupid is the whole thing. They're really, really, really strong and really dumb. But occasionally, right, if a super mutant will retain their human intelligence or rise above their human intelligence and be hyper smart and really strong at the same time. And this, oh God, sorry. This is mirrored with death claws. Death claws are lizards, just normal lizards that got mutated and are these huge, horned, horrific beasts. In Fallout 2, this is one of my favorite pieces of Fallout lore that even the developers hated, so they haven't touched it back again. It's a very contentious thing, but I think it's the most interesting thing that they've done. There is a very large storyline in Fallout 2 where Deathclaws become hyper, hyper smart and then form their own societies and can talk. They can talk and interact, and they're scientists and artists. This was all made by this one guy. I can't remember his name, but he made this storyline and really loved it. You can have a Deathclaw companion, and I love that companion so much. My favorite companion in Fallout 2. But the devs and Tim Kaine, the original creator, hated the idea of Deathclaws becoming like societal things and was like, well, they're supposed to be this horrifically scary things. You can't take them seriously if they're smart and they can talk and all this. And so they ended up in Fallout 2, Frank Horrigan, who is the lead villain of Fallout 2, executes and just kills every single intelligent Deathclaw, and the series has never touched the idea of intelligent Deathclaws again. But they were cool because they mirrored super mutants. Super mutants are societal, hyper stupid, but really strong. Deathclaws are very strong as well, but they are hyper smart. So they're like societies mirrored each other in some fun way. Mm. But when it got into Fallout 3, they lessened this idea of super mutants who wouldn't just start swinging on you and, you know, who don't hate humans randomly, which is how it is in Fallout 1, because the main threat of Fallout 1 is a super mutant invasion, because the Master, who is the lead villain in Fallout 1, makes this FEV virus, which is the forced evolutionary virus, forces people to become super mutants and then has an army and is trying to take over all the wasteland because he believes that super mutants are like the final evolution of people. Mm-hmm. But then in this one, in New Vegas, they go back to having super mutants be, you know, have this intelligence and have this societal, like, understanding. So having this radio show of a super mutant and a ghoul just talking to each other is really, it's so fun. It's so fun and it's really cool. They do talk to each other about how pathetic humans are, but in a way that's just, it's not like aggressive. It's like, Well, they wish they weren't soft and puny, and they wish they were more like us. Both of us are immortal, because super mutants and ghouls are both immortal. They're like, they wish that they could, be cool like you, ghoul, and they wish they could be strong like me, the super mutant. And then they go on and they play music. And then they're like,
That's so fucking cute.
That their radio show is not for humans. It's for super mutants and ghouls who are like exiled from society. And they keep talking about come to Black Mountain. We have things here. Like, we have things for super mutants and for ghouls. You will be chastised and exiled by humans pretty much everywhere else. Come hang out with us. It's really cool and great. I love Black Mountain Radio. It's fun. Anyway, back to the show.
That's so fucking cool.
It's so good. I really like how my favorite thing about Fallout is this idea, which I mention in Kings of Mad.
Listen to Kings of Mad.
I mentioned this in Kings of Mad. The world has ended, but society continues. And it's how society evolves post everything is ended. Most stories end with the nukes go off, everyone's dead. And Fallout is like, no, the nukes go off and everything begins. People are back to, doing society. This is what this whole game is about. This is a line, I think, from the TV show, but it's everyone wants to save the world. No one can agree on how to do it. Mm-hmm. But that's the theme of Fallout, is everyone wants the world to start again, but no one knows how they want that to happen.
Right.
It's very cool. Anyway, I steal the shovel. Very drunk, Jake walks up a mountain. Every single time I get this little notification that the alcohol is worn off, I re-up it 2-3 times. I become an alcoholic. I get the perk that I get additional bonuses from being drunk. But if I'm not, if I'm sober, I get a bunch of debuffs on my character.
Yeah.
So now Jake is constantly drinking and constantly has, I think I'm just about to get a chem addiction. Because he's really weak physically, I keep taking buff out, which is the strength gaining chem, so then I can like walk around with more gear because everyone is dying in my wake. So I'm just taking a bunch of stuff and then selling it on. So I'm over encumbered more times than I'm not. I'm just on the cusp of getting addicted to buff out as well, which is again is going to give me boons to take
to be beat, on like, it. But then
I'm going to get a bunch of debuffs if I'm not on it. I dig up a bunch of these graves. I find just some general kind of generic stuff. There's some good gear in these graves, but it's nothing like outstanding. Then, as I begin to walk north, there is a bunch of these signs saying "Beware Deathclaws" all posted around, because I'm just about to walk into the quarry, which is a giant Deathclaw den. There are either NPCs that, if you walk close enough, they're like, "Hey, hold on. There's a bunch of Deathclaws there. We just saw, we've just seen people walk down there and they've immediately been eviscerated the second they walk like past that point." And I'm like, okay, Jake's not about that life. He turns around. Yeah. He walks back. Pass about a bunch of powder gangers. And the powder gangers are like, "Oh, hey, how's it going?" I'm like, "Yeah, it's going well. How are you doing?" They're like, "Well, if you wanna, you can go to the NCR Correctional Facility. We've heard about you. You seem like a cool, good guy." I'm like, "Oh, thank you." Walk into the NCR Correctional Facility. No one swings on me. People are greeting me as I walk in. They tell me about their life. They say that they were all put into slave labor. Then they liberated themselves. I should go speak to Eddie, this guy in charge. Now, this is before I get to Prim, but here I meet Myers. I meet Myers just sitting down eating dinner. And he's like, "Oh, I don't really want to be here, but there's a bunch of people." He's like, "I did some stuff wrong. I took the law into my own hands when I was a sheriff."
Oh, he did say that to me too, that he wanted to do his time fairly.
Yeah,
parents
wanted
swear
to do his time and then leave. But then, people that have dynamite and guns, you're not going to say no to them. So he's like, "Yep, sure. I just won't do anything bad." I go and I meet Eddie. So I walk through the way through this facility. and I meet Eddie, and then there's a guy called Cook. So Cook and Eddie originally started this rebellion of the NCR. Cook then he was arrested for being an NCR rebel, but then he, when everything started getting organized in the correctional facility, he decided to leave. So he went north to New Vegas to rally more powder gangers or more people against the NCR. And Eddie was like, okay, fine, I will take charge here. He said that there are a bunch of convicts who left after they took control of NCR, but they left before they got organized, so aren't part of your aren't part of the powder gangers that won't swing on you. The NCR can't help Prim because Prim hasn't accepted the NCR as their rulers yet. But then Eddie's like, hey, if you want to help us out, there are a few people around who I need taken care of. And I accepted these things. I was like, yeah, sure, we can do it. I was mainly thinking Jake is accepting these quests to go and do stuff for the powder gangers because he's too cowardly to say no, but has no intention of actually confronting these people. So I was like, yeah, sure, I'll do whatever you want. But then, as I was walking around, I accidentally came across a bunch of these powder gangers that I needed to talk to. And talking to is you have to go and kill them because they're doing bad stuff. They're like, one of them was a group of people who'd stole a bunch of supplies from the powder gangers and then had left.
Oh, okay. Sure.
And then you were after them. And then another one was there was a traveling merchant who was like just being weird and standing too close. And he was like, well, they don't have any supplies on them, so they're definitely not a traveling merchant. They're just saying they are. Can you go confront them about that? And in a wonderful thing that I didn't realize, I accidentally came across this group of powder gangers that stole all these supplies, and I could just talk them out of it. Instead of fighting, I walked up and I was like, hey, you have to go back because otherwise they're going to keep hunting you and eventually you're going to die anyway. Turn around, go back, take your punishment, which will be a slap on the wrist if you go now, rather than me killing you or them hunting
them
you down.
Them hunting you down, yeah.
The guy who stole the supplies is like, you're right. I'll bring everything back, I'm sorry. If you can talk to Eddie and make sure that my punishment isn't getting blown up, then yeah, I'll walk back. And I was like, sure, that's fine. So I solved that, walked up to the traveling merchant. I was like, hey, buddy, what you doing here? And he's like, I'm just a traveling merchant. I'm just looking for people to buy stuff. I'm like, cool, let's buy something. And this is fun because this, instead of speech, this required barter for me to be able to get. I was like, sure, let's buy something then. He's like, oh, well, I don't have anything on me now. I was like, you should probably go back and get some supplies then. He's like, all right, I'm not actually a traveling merchant. I'm a bounty hunter and my mark is inside. Could you help me? And I was like, no, but I can go back and tell them that you're not this and then you will end up getting murdered. And he was like, okay, fine. I'll leave. This isn't worth my money anyway. And then left. And then I went to Eddie and I was like, I talked everyone out of it. And he was like, good job. I like you. And I was like, thank you, buddy. So now I'm idolized with the powder gangers. He then afterwards is like, so we know the NCR is going to jump this facility again, and we know they're hanging next to Prim specifically so they can raid us. We need some hands. Can you help us? And I said, yeah, sure. That's fine. I could definitely help you. He's like, okay, can you go find out when they're looking to attack us? So then I left. I went to Prim to speak to the NCR members with the expectation that I'm going to, instead of trying to save Prim, I'm talking to the NCR to find out when they're going to raid the NCR correctional facility. I find out when. The lieutenant at the NCR says, do you want to help us? And I say, no, I'm going to not help you. I then turn around, go back to the NCR correctional facility. I tell Eddie, hey, bud, this is the time they're going to attack you. And then there is a big fight in the NCR correctional facility with a bunch of NCR and the powder gangers. I, once again, walk away. I ain't getting my hands dirty in this. I leave the facility. I go back to Prim. I speak to everyone in Prim. These are the things that you have all said. I don't have a lot of stuff different.
Okay.
A thing which is said is Mr. Nash, Johnson Nash, I believe Johnson Nash, he says that there are six couriers that have these different items.
Oh, yes. Yeah, he did tell me
and
this.
And specifically, you weren't originally on the list of couriers. Courier 6, the original Courier 6.
Yes, quit.
Saw your name and said, nope, I'm not doing it. Let him take it. And then you got the platinum chip. And then Johnson Nash is again like, it's just bad luck that you got it. Because you had a chip, someone else had playing cards, someone else had dice. You know, that it's, they all seem to have junk items. Apparently you were the one with the real item. And this courier
right,
everyone
who quit, else is fine.
Yeah.
All
and this courier who quit
fine.
May have known that you had the real item, but also knew who you were. And then,
yeah.
And then decided that they wanted you to take it instead.
Yeah.
Crazy.
More, also another comment about the cowboy robot being involved.
Victor. Victor was the one that decided all this stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just like, What did he do?
It's fun. It's fun as well because, again, speaking to him in Good Springs, he has no recollection of any of this. He was made 15 years ago. Oh, he wasn't made 15 years, but he went to Good Springs 15 years ago, hasn't done anything helpful, has just kind of rolled around, one day helped you because you were shot, and kind of knows about these items, but doesn't know why he knows about these items, mm-hmm. doesn't know why he helped you. Is just this weird fucking robot. It's cool. Well, the coolest thing about this is a true moment. I don't know any of that storyline because the Courier Six storyline ends in the only DLC for this game I haven't played. So I actually don't know because
holy shit,
it's not part of this storyline. Doesn't end in New Vegas. It doesn't end in the main game. A different storyline ends in the main game that you go on to this. That storyline, which is your personal storyline, ends in Lonesome Road DLC, the only one I haven't done.
Which we will play, right?
Which we're going to play, yeah.
Okay,
and I'm
sick.
So excited because a very pivotal character who is a very pivotal character, I was just about to spoil who it was, is in that. And I'm very excited to find out what their whole deal is. Save Deputy. Oh, I killed everyone in the facility. I forced Deputy Beagle to tell me what he saw. I then left him tied up because I don't need that noise. I don't really care. So Deputy Beagle is inside the Bison Casino, still tied up, not saved. But I didn't need him for that. I then got the NCR to give the sheriff the pass, went to the previous sheriff Myers in the NCR correctional facility, got him to be in charge, and then I went to the Mojave Outpost, and in the Mojave Outpost I met Cassidy, who is a companion character who I like very much.
Oh my god, I forgot that there are companion characters in this game. That's so exciting.
Yeah, there's companion characters. The first one you The first one, technically, that you meet is the robot that you're about to fix up. And then Cass right. is another one. Next week, we are going to find another one who is Boone, who is fun, and I like him. One of them is Felicia Day. It's very exciting.
Oh, we're in my favorite.
There's also
timeline.
Romances in this game. I don't know if you knew that either.
Kind of suspected. I don't know how in depth they are, but I suspected there was at least like some kind of
There's
romance.
There's
yeah.
like oh gosh, no, there is. I'm pretty sure they're fairly in depth, because I remember having a romance with Felicia Day's character, which you can only get with a female courier because she's a lesbian.
Yeah,
and there's one which you go on.
Question that occurred to me while I was playing, because I. If I take the perk confirmed bachelor, does that like lock my
sexuality? You can be bi in this game because you can take confirmed bachelor and lady killer, and that makes you bi. It also means that bi people have 10% damage to everyone, which I think is hysterical.
Just checking.
It is like confirmed bachelor does make you gay, but then you can also then pick up lady killer, which then makes you bi.
Got it. Okay. Yeah.
And
good to know. God,
neither of us are playing a female courier, right?
Right. I'm playing Ace. Right. He's a guy.
If you're playing a female courier and you take confirmed bachelor, which is not called that, it's called Black Widow if you're a female. That's it. You can skip 5 or 6 missions in this game by killing one of the major bosses, by having sex with him and then killing him after you sleep together.
Like, oh my god, that's so fucking cool.
It's the best shit ever. You can skip a significant amount of levels, like of quests, by instead of going this whole run around where you meet, he gets away, you do some missions, and then you finally have this confrontation. You can just meet him and be like, do you want to have sex? And he's like, okay. And then you kill him. It's great.
Oh my god, that's so fucking good.
It's the best. There's also some fun things. Johnson Nash calls the Powder Gang as the Powder Gangsters. And you can be like, why do you keep calling them gangsters? And it's like, because they're gangsters. I'm not going to call them what they want to be called.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Powder Ganger things around here. There is a cool, near the memorial, there is a, there's a Radio Shack, an abandoned Radio Shack, which is pretty fun. There's something tied to it, and I can't remember what it is, but there's something there, which I think is fun.
Yeah.
I think that's it. Yeah. I don't think I took one of the people talking to perks. I feel like I should have.
I took the one, I forget what it's called, but it will now allow me to like essentially learn more. Like for XP, like
whatever
XP you get, you just get more of it.
Yeah, Swift Learner. I kind of always pick that up in any video game. If anything's like a experience boost, I'm like, yep, I'm always clicking.
Yep.
I've gone really heavy. I've kind of gone your similar route with you, where I've gone big into like repair science stuff, but then I think I'm also mainly keeping to a speech barter guns kind of level of that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because even though guns is not the way I want to do it with Jake, I tell you what, if you have really high agility, which Jake does, you reload stuff lightning fast. It looks like there are frames broken when you're reloading because of just simply how fast you're doing it. And I just love the idea of this guy who doesn't like combat, but then is
so
good at combat.
Yeah.
It's very Vash from Trigun Stampede for my anime fans out there. Anyway, following the
amazing.
Baby.
I'm really excited. So what's next then?
So next is...
Obviously, I'm going to go to the outpost, but...
I'm going to go to the outpost, but that's a very quick one. Just going to go to the outpost. Go to the outpost, speak to some people. We are then going to go to Nipton, which is another fairly short... It's just an area. It is... Oh my God, I fucking love it so much. It's so crazy. And by so crazy, it's like intense and it's a cool place. We're going to go through Nipton, and then I want to go to Novak as well. So this is the last week, which I'm telling us where we're going to go.
Right, okay. So this is one more, and then we're kind of on our own. Okay.
And then after we do Novak, which we're going to do just a quest line in Novak, that should give us... that should give us the... like a companion. We should have a companion by the end of this. We might not, but we should.
Sure.
We're going to do Nipton, Novak. You're going to go to the Mojave Outpost. And then after this, wherever you want to go, we're going to talk about it and do that. I may go in a different direction. I may just follow you. I'll probably be following you for the first few times after we're doing this, just so we have, like, you know, things that we can talk about and then lead in different directions. Novak is, you will know Novak because you're going to come across a giant dinosaur, and that's where you know Novak is. It's, in real life, you know that it's in Vegas. It's a dinosaur that's holding a thermometer that's about like the hottest place in America.
It's that dinosaur.
We're going to see that, and the whole town of Novak is based around that. So
fun.
We're going to go there. We're going to see him, and it's cool. There's a lot of fun things in Novak. Novak takes a little bit long. There is also a huge amount of things. Like, when we get to Novak, that's like the first place where we get several quests branching out of Novak that we can go do, all of which are very good. But if we, I think we can just stay inside Novak, do all that quest, and then we can decide if we where we want to branch out to.
Pause
there.
Okay.
I also am so sure. Let me have a look at this map. Because I'm pretty sure that we could get from Antioch Correctional Facility, Prim Path. Yeah. I think we come across it naturally and we don't have to find it. We'll explore. You'll find it naturally, I'm sure.
Okay.
Post.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah. I'm in. Yeah, I'm having a great time.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's my favorite game.
I'm excited for companions and shit like that. I'm really excited for that stuff.
Yeah, it's cool. And the companions are really fun. They're really fun. Each of them have cool politics because you can align. Because I won't have a lot of companions in this game if I'm going Legion.
Sure.
Because you will do things and make choices, and your companions will be like, "That fucking sucks." And much like in the Dragon Ages, if you do shit
they don't like,
they will leave / try to kill you. There's a guy specifically in Novak where if you do too many Legion missions with him in the party, he will try to kill you. He like pulls his gun out and is like, "This is crazy that you're doing this," and tries to shoot you to death. It's the best.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love it.
It fucks. It's really good. Anyway. That's it. That's us. Episode 2 of The Kings of Mahat, which is our Fallout AP, will be coming out on Monday, which as of recording is tomorrow. Episode 0 and Episode 1 is already out. Episode 1 fucks so hard, gang.
Go listen to it.
It's so good.
Go listen to it. I need you to be listening to it. We're having the best time.
I need people to talk to about it who aren't in the cast.
Yeah, correct. Robin, what was our sign off thing?
It is the game was rigged from the start.
Oh yeah.
So gang,
right. Yeah,
bad news.
Yeah.
Bad news, gang.
Bad news. The game was rigged from the start.